That's been a long time. You know, I about forgot all that.
What about if they'd leave the hay outside? How could they do that?
Well, it would get moldy.
Uh-huh.
On the outside, you know, it'd be moldy and rotten, but inside, after you busted the bales open, well, it'd be good hay, and it was better to protect it.
What were they? You ever see something that they just...
Yeah, that's a haystack. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember those old haystacks. Build them up, be sharp at the top and big uh-huh. around at the bottom. Cover them with something.
Did you ever hear of a hay mow or hay rick?
No.
And a building that's used for storing grain.
I don't know unless that would be called a granary.
What's that one?
I never did have one. I don't know. So at least I don't know what it is.
Where did y'all keep the cows?
In a pasture. And let them run outside in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We'd come up at night, we'd pin them, put them in the pen, and save the fertilizer, and put it on the ground.
What did you call the pen that you put them up in?
Cow pen.
And what about horses? Where would they be kept?
They'd be kept in the barn, and we'd have pastures, keep them in the pasture.
Did you like to ride when you were young?
No, I never did ride horses much. My kids liked it, though.
Where would the hogs be kept?
We kept them in a pasture, you know, just a fence. Sometimes a pretty big pasture,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes just a small one.
What would you call the fenced-in area around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Feed lot, for one. That's where we'd feed them, give them the hay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something else, but I don't remember.
And nowadays, a big farm where they could have a lot of milk cows.
Well, they have dairy barns, they call them.
Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else?
No.
Where would people keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, my mother-in-law had a deep well, and she'd put it in a bucket and let it down in that well, and it would stay. Oh, it would be good when you get it out of there. It's just cold and nice as could be.
Where would potatoes and turnips be kept during the winter?
Well, I have seen them banked. Put them, pile them up in a pile and cover them with hay.
Uh-huh.
And then put a little dirt over them and keep them. They'd keep all winter.
Would you dig something, dig a hole first, or just...
No, just
the top?
Put them on top of the ground. Really, we'd build the ground up a little to keep the water from running in mm-hmm. it, you know, the rain.
And if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we got a good...
crop,
uh-huh.
cotton.
Where would you grow the cotton?
Just wherever you had land that would grow it.
You call that area the cotton?
Cotton farm, I guess. Cotton land. We didn't have a big farm, though, when I was a girl. We had we raised a little of everything. We raised corn and peanuts and sugar cane and cotton. Just a little of everything.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the sort of work you'd have to do for cotton. How would you break up the ground? And